Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Without a Doubt. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we will be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Would you turn this morning to the book of Mark, Mark 11. Let's pray before we read. Father, we are so thankful. Every good thing we enjoy in you today. We're so thankful our names are written in the Lamb's book of life. We have confidence about what happens after this life. We're asking you for utterance and anointing, grace, manifestation of your truth, manifestation of your spirit, gifts of your spirit. Everybody's eyes to be opened and ears to be opened and heart to be opened so we can see, hear, and receive. Let there come a supply of the Spirit. Let there come direction and revelation and answers to questions and help for right now. And we'll give you the glory. We'll give you the praise. And by your grace, we will not be hearers only, but we will be doers. And we know as we do, we'll be blessed because you are so faithful to watch over your word and perform it in our lives in Jesus' name. Amen. Everybody said out loud, I'm a doer.
I'm a doer.
I'm a doer of the word of God. You know, I've talked to people before that just acted frustrated and confused because they said, you know, I've been going to church for 15 years. And my situation is no better. I got everybody and their brother's book and tape series and CD set and video set on prosperity. And I've been to all these seminars and I'm still broke. I've done this, I've done that, and I'm still in bad shape. And again in talking to them, I said, well, you know, it's not hearing the word. It's not being around the word. You've got to do the word. You've got to put it into practice. And that's a new concept to a lot of people. They're like, hey, I came to church. What else do you want? Well, it's not what I want. It's what you must do in order to get results. Amen. It is not the meeting goers. Amen. It's not the tape players. Who is it that get results?
Sure.
Only the doers. So say it one more time. I'm a doer.
I'm a doer.
I'm a doer of the word of God. Mark 11. Let's see today how we do this word. Jesus, you know, walked by this fig tree, came to it and didn't find anything to eat. And so he spoke to it and said, no man eat fruit of you hereafter forever. And there was no apparent change at that moment in time. And they left. And coming back later, they saw the fig tree and it had withered up, the Bible said, from the roots. So things were affected underground where you could not see. And then later, it affected above ground, the trunk and limbs and leaves that you could see. How many know there is a realm unseen? Spirit. And there is a realm seen. Natural. Flesh. Things don't happen first in the flesh. Healing does not begin in your body. Prosperity does not begin in your pocket or purse or accounts. Where does it start? Remember 3 John 2? Beloved, I wish above all things that you would what? Prosper and be in health. How? Even as your soul. Now, people have tried to take, anytime the Bible says prosper, they say, well, that means spiritual prosperity. Don't add to the Bible. Well, health, that's some kind of spiritual healing. Don't add to the scriptures. Let it say what it says. When he says that you prosper and be in health, he's talking about exactly what you think he's talking about. Prosper financially, materially, and be in health physically. But now how's it going to happen? Even as your soul. Well, that's on the inside. He's talking about prosperity on the outside, healing on the outside, but it's going to happen even as your soul prospers. That's on the inside. That means healing begins working on the inside of you before it works on the outside. And it's going to show up on the outside proportionally to how it's working on the inside. You got to see yourself healed on the inside before you see any change in your body. You got to see yourself out of debt and in good shape financially on the inside and start thinking that way and talking that way before it shows up in your account. But so many people refuse to do that. They won't walk by faith. They're going to walk by sight. And when they see it change, then they're going to feel better about it. Well, it's not going to happen. But no, we walk by faith, not by sight. And so he spoke to it. When he spoke to it, how many believe something happened the moment he spoke to that tree? Something, but you couldn't see it. And see, if you, maybe you prayed a prayer. You prayed a prayer to be healed. And you immediately start checking your body. You may not see the evidence of it. You prayed a prayer to get your finances in better shape. You may not see immediately or even the next week any changes in your finance. But does that mean nothing happened? No, if you believe, you know something happened in the spirit. And it is happening. And if I'll stay in faith, it will eventually affect the outside. First the inside, then the outside. First in the spirit, then in the flesh. So he spoke to the tree. Something happened. It happened in the spirit, and it happened underground to the roots where you couldn't see. But then in a short amount of time, it showed up in the outside. And so the disciples said, wow, look, is the fig tree that you spoke, how soon it withered away. Verse 21. Behold, the fig tree which you cursed is withered away. Verse 22, Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. What's the understood subject? And he begins to teach them, especially if you read Matthew's account of this, it really goes together well and shows. He begins now to tell them that this is an example of what they can do and how they can operate. He said, have faith in God. And what's the next verse say? For verily I say to you, that whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Jesus told them and us how he did this. Come on now, are you with me? He just gave us insight into how he did this with this tree. How did he do it? He spoke to it. Well, they heard that. No man eat fruit of you hereafter forever. But is that all he did?
No, sir.
No, according to him. What else did he do? He believed that what he said would come to pass. And he didn't doubt. And did he have what he said?
Yes.
Yeah, he did. We've even had as recently as a couple of weeks ago, people make what they called disparaging marks about us and about this church, and even referred to us as the name it and frame it and blab it and grab it. Who are they making fun of? Who said this? Jesus operated this way. And not only that, he taught us this is how you operate. In fact, go to Matthew. Hold your place there. Go to Matthew real quick. Matthew 21. We've read it before, but it's still true. Matthew 21, 20. Matthew 21, 20. When the disciples saw it, when they saw the fig tree had withered away, they marveled. And they said, how soon is the fig tree withered away? Wonder if that'd work on a tumor. Huh?
Yes.
A growth.
Yes.
A cancer.
Yes.
I've seen it work many times. Just like this. Just like this. Just like he spoke to that tree. Growth, I command you to die. Wither up. Be gone. Well, what if it's not the will of God? It is the will of God for that thing to be gone. Ain't no way that's the will of God to be growing in your body and causing you problems.
Right.
Curse that cancer. Right? Jesus answered and said to them, "Verily I say to you," this is verse 21, "if you have faith and doubt not," and what? "Doubt not. You shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if you shall say to this mountain, 'Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea,' it shall be done." There's a whole lot of "you" in this verse, isn't there? Look at it again. Verse 21, Jesus said, "Verily I say unto you." Is the word God talking to you and me today? So he said to me, "If I have faith and doubt not, I shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but if I would say to the mountain, 'Be removed and be cast into the sea,' it would be done." Is he telling them? Is he telling you and me we can do what he did? As plain as you can say it. And this is how he intended for us to operate. But do you know people haven't? Millions of Christians just ignore this. And instead, you know what they do? They pray and they beg God to move the mountain. Don't they? "Oh, please, God, make the mountain go away. Please, God, move this mountain. Please, God, make the mountain go. Please, please." He didn't tell you to do that. Did he? He told you and me that we could do it just like he did it. That if we'd say it, and not doubt in our heart, but believe what we said would come to pass, we'd have what we said. So we ought to be saying some things on a regular basis. Jesus spoke to the wind and the waves, didn't he? He spoke to fevers and diseases. He spoke against demons. He spoke, and when he did, things happened. And people have said, "Yeah, but now, Brother Keith, that's Jesus. He could do that." No, he didn't just do that as God. He did it as a man. And he's teaching us how to do it. He did it as our example. And he said, "If you have faith in me and believe on me, you will do the things that I did." Right? Didn't he say that in John? "The works I do, you'll do also. And even greater works than these shall you do, because I go to my Father." So we ought to be saying some things. But does it happen just because you said it?
No.
No. What else must happen? You must believe. That you must be persuaded that what you say has effect, and you must expect what you say to happen. None of this trying it, we'll see stuff. You got to expect it to happen. And then what else? And not doubt. Why would he say that? Because doubt can mess it up. Doubt can mess it up.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, "Don't Doubt, Don't Change," you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1104I. That's R1104I, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.